Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I am going to discuss Marked Men, Rule and Shaw. So this movie had limited releases. It was in select theaters only for 2 days. The 22nd and 23rd of January, and then finally on the 28th, the last day of February, got released for you to pre-order or buy it on, for me it was Apple TV. Probably if you're in other countries, what would be in other places. It's not available in USA Prime yet, but I watched it on Apple TV because I wasn't able to watch it on the 2 days that it was available in theaters for, so like the only 2 days that it was there for. So for me, seeing like the trailer and everything, I thought that it was cool looking. I wanted to see it in theaters and discuss it then and review it for you guys, but I wasn't able to because, again, the 2 days that it was showing, I had other commitments and other things that I had going on, so I couldn't see it in theaters. So I had to wait for a month after for it to come out for me to be able to review it and watch it. And overall, for being a little bit of spoilers, I liked it. I like romance films. I thought it was really great. I loved how everything flowed together. It was a really good story. The only thing that I liked before watching the movie, of course, that I had an issue and I saw like a lot of comments about it was produced by Voltage. This company usually, they produce like low budget films and pretty much like bad fanfic films and like films that people don't really like as much. For example, the After series, terrible series. So a lot of people were hesitant of what I've saw online, were hesitant of seeing this film because of this, being like, oh, it's from Voltage, this film is going to be terrible because of that. And to surprise everybody, it was a good film. I think it probably would been better if it was in another studio, but probably no one wanted to pick it up. And this is a book series. What I've seen online, it isn't a fanfic turned into a movie. It's just a book series turned into a movie. I have not read the books, and it's the Marked Men book series, and pretty much it goes how the books are. When I looked at them, there is a total of 6 books, and the 1 to 5, so the first 5 books are all the Marked Men, all the men that are discussed in this series. And then the 6th one, when I looked that up, it was about the women. And I believe why the book series is called Marked Men is because all the guys talked about have tattoos and work in the tattoo parlor. So they're all marked and have like tattoos of their own. So it's from book the first book to the fifth book is marked men, and then the fifth one is the marked woman named Asia. So marked men, Rule and Shaw is based on book one, which is called Rule, and it talks about the relationship with Rule and Shaw, and I'm thinking that there's probably going to be, just by looking at these books, probably going to be 6 films in total, and they're not connected to each other, which is good, so we don't get like, oh, what are we gonna do with the rest of these characters? We have nothing to do with them. So that'll be interesting to see, and I hope they get all those other 5 books made into movies and get it greenlit, because what I saw, I thought it was really good. And then we got a hint for, by the way, of a relationship that's brewing a little bit, that we could get another book, which I'm hoping will be the next movie. And that one was with Aiden and Jet. And looking at what book 2 is, it says Jet. So I like their little sneak peek that we got, that it looks really, really cute and everything, and I'm shipping them. So I want to know more about their story and how they get together and everything like that. So I really want the second movie, and just so to watch it and see it, their little story. So I also liked how, so I'm just going to do what I like right now, how it just based on this relationship, we're focusing on this relationship, there's other relationships going on, we get little hints of those little relationships, and then we'll get into more in depth in the other, if you read the books, it'll be the other books, but hopefully they turn all of them into movies, so we'll get them into the other movie. So cross our fingers if they get a green light for all the books to be movies, the next one will be Aiden and Jet, which is book 2. So I'm going to do the synopsis, and then I'm going to say who was the people I knew that were in this film. And I'll keep going with that, and then I might do some spoilers. I think I'll do some spoilers just in case. And here we go with my review. Okay, so here's what this movie's about. So Shaw, she's a pre-med student, and she loved Rule, a rebellious tattoo artist for years. Though he has only seen her as a family friend, after one horrendous night, they're forced to confront burdened feelings and navigate grief, family expectations, and fear of commitment, testing whether love between the two from different worlds can survive. And I think this is a really cool concept. People that know each other, and this happens in real life, from different parts of life, getting together and having to deal with commitment, trust issues, grief, trauma, and seeing how they can navigate all that. And for me, cast wise, I only know 2 people from the cast, and the first person I know is John Johansson. He played Dan on One Tree Hill. If you guys have ever seen One Tree Hill, he played Dan. He's really good at playing, Paul is really good at playing the bad villains, bad guys. And I was watching this film and I was like, that's Paul, that's Dan. And he was like getting angry and stuff. I'm like, oh, there we go. Perfect. So he's in it, and so is Chase Stokes as well. And he was on Outer Banks. He's still on Outer Banks. It's still going on, but he's on Outer Banks. Cast wise, I believe, like, I never read the books, but cast wise, look wise, they did a really good job at casting Chase. He's very good looking, and as a lead, and like, oh, someone that like every, he's the player in this movie. Like, everybody's like, oh, you're Rule, like, you're the F-boy, I think he's a really good actor, Chase, in general, because I've seen some episodes of Outer Banks. He's a really great actor, so he did a really good job. I saw the chemistry between Sydney, who plays Shaw, and himself. They had really great chemistry, and they did a really good job working with each other. The whole cast did a great job in general, and having a, like, there's some movies that, like, oh, the guy or the lead guy is supposed to be, like, really attractive, like, you, by seeing him, you're like, oh, I get why all the girls want him. Sometimes they don't, the casting directors, I'm like, they miss, I'm like, I don't see how he gets all the girls, like, you cast wrong. And then sometimes I'm like, okay, they did a good job. And in this case, they did a really good job at casting the main lead, Chase, in this instance. He looked great in general. He portrayed the role great. He's hot and attractive. Overall, really good job. And here's what I hated. And probably if you read the books, you felt this already. And they're probably, from book to film, there's a lot of cuts, things to be cut. I get that. Completely. I hated both of their moms. So we'll start with Shaw. Her mom is a gold digger. Her mom did anything to get money. Her mom is wealthy and wants her daughter Shaw to, this is also going into the spoilers, wants her daughter to marry wealthy, to be wealthy, to be taken care of, and also just a horrible example of, like, women are here to, even if the guy is, like, broken or messed up, to fix men. No, we are not. We are not here to fix men that are broken. You can help aid and, like, help them in the right direction, but we're not here to fix men. Men can fix themselves. They can get the therapy that they need to fix themselves as well. That's not our job, to fix them. They can fix themselves. We can help aid them to the process of fixing themselves, but it's not our job to fix them or baby them or whatever. No, that's not our job. And I disagree with Shaw's mom 100% with that, of, like, no girlfriend. And I don't like how Shaw's mom is in general. She's very selfish. I don't think she's a great mom. I'm assuming her dad is as bad or even worse, and I believe they probably cut that portion out to be like, okay, she already has she has horrible parents. That's like one horrible parent, and then not like burden this character with like a horrible upbringing, which is fine, and that I appreciate that because that would be very sad in a romance film. And then we have Rule's parents. So he has a twin brother. Before going to the twin brother, I thought it was very interesting that all the Archer boys all have R names. So we have Rule, we have Rome, we have and Remy. Like, I think it's like really, really very interesting that when like a family has like all their children have the same first letter, like identical twin brothers, Rule and Remy, and then their older brother who is in the military named Rome. Like, I thought it was like very interesting. But like I said, continuing on, so Remy's dead, and he's dead because he got in a car accident trying to get Rule. He came back with Rule because Rule called him because he was drunk to pick him up. He died. But like, to be honest, good job, Rule. Like, you didn't drive and drink and drive, so. But Rule to this day, like, he has this burden in his heart that, like, it's his fault that his brother died. And I'm like, and takes it all out on himself. And like, if it wasn't for me, like, my brother would still be alive. And I'm like, no. It was whoever hit your brother's fault. Is not yours fault at all. It's the person that hit your brother. Like, you could have died if you drove home. And I think, and also like with now it's just Rule and Rome, their mom, because she lost Remy, one of her child. She has become very depressed and been taking a lot of substances, like drugs and alcohol, and not in her same mind. Further in the movie or story, whatever you want to say, she ends up going into treatment to get help for that, which is good, to become better. But at least someone's mom is getting better. So going back, so I think that because Shaw the pre-med, I believe both, again, Shaw was best friends with Remy, so so the Archer family are very close with her in general. And I'm gonna say like both Shaw and Rule, they're around 22 to 25 years old, because Shaw is a pre-med student, so she already took all her undergrad classes, and now she's in pre-med, so I'm like, okay, they're between 22 and 25 years old. So like, all the things that Rule though is like not having his, you know, full cortex completely developed and going based on a rational instinct. on a side note, I think, like, a lot of the things that Rule does, like, this one instant, for example, spoiler, trigger alert, her boyfriend, Shaw's boyfriend, Gabe, ends up, again, trigger boy, punching her, like, an act of domestic violence, and Wolf comes to her house and sees it and is like, oh, I'm gonna kill him. And unfortunately loses. Rome comes picking him up and being like, oh, I heard you, what are you, you're fighting people now? All the time you keep fighting him. And he's like, oh, well, he punched Shaw. And again, their family, their life family. And he goes and be like, oh, so Rome comes. And because, again, this a-hole, Gabe, is like so cocky because he beat up Rule. So they feel like Rule's not like a fighter, really. He's like, oh, I got your back, and I'll doesn't win. And he's like, oh, so I'm gonna punch another, or I'm gonna win. And I'm like, no, you're not. And he's like talking about, oh, you're Rome, you're the one that went into the military. And I'm like, I don't know why you, dumb Gabe, decided to like talk smack to someone that was in the military. You're gonna get your butt kicked. And what happened is, he gets his butt kicked. And before he gets his butt kicked by Rome is like, you know, people that, you know, hurt people, like, in that they're in a relationship, they don't get away with it. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. So then he punches him, and I'm like, I'm happy that Shaw has people in her life that have her back. And this is where I said, like, well, for me, he got bonus points, and in general, being like, yeah, he might not win a fight, but he got your back. He might not win it. You might have to, like, get an ice pack and clean his wound up because he lost, but he has your back, which I completely support him and be like, okay, he's a good partner in that. And so he might have some issues that he has to go to therapy for, but don't we all? But at least he has your back no matter what. A little bit about Shaw is she has had a crush on Wool since she met him, or since they were little, because again, she was best friends with Remy and was really, really close to Remy. She had a crush on him. She tells her best friend / roommate, which I hope gets the lift from another movie, Aiden. Oh, like, she kind of figures out by, like, asking her questions. And a couple of scenes later, it's her birthday. Things escalate as she sees Rule. Before her birthday scene, he's at the bar that she works at, and her boyfriend, Gabe, she is taking a break with him. And he shows up. Rule gets overprotective with her, being like, leave her alone. She doesn't want you to go away. He ends up spying more. Drinking his face to get into a fight. And at her birthday, Rule was like, I'm sorry, y'all, for what I did at your bar. I'm so sorry about that. Do you want me to be home? And she eventually says yes. They end up having sex at his place. And she tells him that she likes him. And they start with, like, not going slow, no terms. She ends up going to, asking him to go to, like, her mom's holiday party, and he's like, I have a commitment to Jasper, and he's like, and she's like, no, I really want to go, so he goes with her. Her mom is just super judgmental, being like, why are you with him? He's not rich. And then she's like, oh wait, aren't you Remy? You look like, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, are you that delusional? Like, you know him. What do you mean? Like, your daughter has been friends with his family, you know why? So you decide to be like, ah, it's just a phase, or oh, my daughter's just nice to everyone. And you forget the family? Like, she's like, pretty much like, oh, you look just like Remy. He's like, yeah, right. So I'm like, okay, this made me more dislike the mom. Like, everything that the mom, that Shaw's mom keeps saying, like, continuously in the movie, I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot stand you. You're a terrible person. Terrible. Like, horrible. Like, there's rich people that are nice and horrible rich people, and you're the horrible rich people. Like, no, you don't deserve money. Like, no. Be humbled. I hope you get humbled at some point. Please. Because, like, you're too much in a bad way. And Jasper was doing some painting. He fell off where the roof and ended up in the hospital. Eventually he dies. He can't take that grief because he lost another very important person in his life. And was like, if I was there and I didn't go to your mom's party, Jasper would still be alive. And my thing was, like, after hearing that, I'm like, why didn't you tell, I know you're gonna promise to go with Jasper, but why didn't you tell one other, like, artist and friends of Jasper to, like, go with him to make sure he didn't fall or anything? All I'm saying is, Jasper would still be alive if someone went with him. Don't put it all on you. Because I feel like Will puts a lot of guilt of other people's death on him, which is not fair at all. And then the rest of the movie, she goes back with her ex because they took a break and they end up breaking up. They end up getting back together. He's like, how I handled the break was bad. I shouldn't have, like, slept with someone else. Should have respected you. I could not get you off my mind. That's why we started this. And I want to actually start in a relationship with you and do slow. And work things up, talk, communicate, get therapy, and that's the end of the movie. One thing I'm happy about as someone that, like, watched after and did not like it, was I'm happy that they pretty much are doing a relationship, talking about that relationship, not dragging on, not making it into 4, 5, 6 movies of that one relationship and having no more material for it, making it boring, making it horrible, being like, you can't stand the character, right? And just doing one movie about that character. I feel like they probably could make this movie longer, and then we could have a little bit more, and then talk about the next couple in the next movie and continue on like that. So overall, I think this movie is good. I think people should check it out. If it's available for you in your country for a Prime, then I would get it on Prime. If it's not Apple TV, you can go see this movie. I'm doing like ratings now. So this one, I would give it a 4. And I would give this movie a 4. I think the acting was really, really good. I think they did a really great job. I think there's a bit of things that I feel like they could have added. And those things that I think they could have added afterward was like, let's work on some things. Like, again, this wouldn't make the film longer, but like, show us how he's working on it, show us how he improved, or also showing us how, you know, him going to therapy and like working on himself and like improving from the traumas and self-doubt as well, instead of like after him saying that, we get like a year later and they're living together. That's just me nitpicking, but other than that, like, I like this film. I think it's a good film. I do recommend this film to other people, and I hope you guys enjoy the film as well. I will talk to you guys soon. I am going to tell you like my next movie review, that what's that gonna be about, because I do have a film that I am going to discuss. It's gonna be in a couple of months, but I know exactly what film that is, and I'm going to do the movie Drop. It's a horror, it's a thriller movie. And I saw the preview of that. It's coming out in April, so you'll get a review around that time with that. And also, I didn't mention this before, and I'm going to say this before ending. So, Marked Man, the host book series that is now like I said, every book is like each guy's name. The author of this book series, which I did not mention, so I'm gonna mention right now, sorry about the late mention, is Jay Crownover. So she made this whole series for all 6 books, that possibly all 6 books will become movies. I'm hoping if not all 6 get lit, at least the first 5, which are all the men, get lit to go into theaters, and hopefully the second one, which is Jet gets a longer release in theaters and not just 2 days, because I feel like that will help more people see the movie. But overall, I think this is a really good film. There was no whiny woe is me character like in After, when it came to Harden. I think this is a great film overall. So I will say this is the only production from Voltage, because I know they did After and they did Beautiful Disaster, which starred Dylan Sprouls, and Dylan Sprouls is a great actor, by the way. I would say, like, Markman, best movie that they put out, and then After was the worst. For, like, the, if we're talking about, Markman, Beautiful Disaster, and After, and, like, I would say Markman, number one as best, Beautiful Disaster in the middle, and then After as the worst, because those are the only three I know they have put out. Two of them that I discussed are fan fiction, and again, they're known for producing and putting out fan fiction movies. So Drop the Movie, just to let you guys know for a little preview, a little sneak peek, that is coming out on, give me a second, I want to give you the exact date. So when you can expect that from me. So that's coming out on the 11th of April. So you guys should be seeing the review for that movie, like, by the end of April, to make sure I see it and everything relating to it. So next month, I would say, because it comes out on the 11th, I would say either like the 14th or the 21st of April, you'll be seeing a Drop the Movie review from me. But overall, I hope you guys have a fantastic night. Thank you for listening to my review. Like I said, if you don't have to, for right now, you can rent. Again, it only cost me $9.99, so $10 to rent this movie for 24 hours on Apple TV. So I would definitely do that. Have a girls' night out or girls' night in. Yeah, have a girls' night in. And then a night out after, if you want. And go watch this film. It's really good. And also the rating. I know there was two things I forgot. One was I forgot to mention the author, which I did. And her name again is Jay Crown Over. And the rating of this movie as well. This is a rated R movie as well. So, last two things, J. Crownover made this book series that, from watching the film, looks re is really good, and this movie is a rated R movie. You see butts, and they do have some sex, but you don't see any the only thing that you see pretty much is her is a Sydney's butt and Chase's butt, and that's basically it. And there is also a lot of language as well, F words and swearing and stuff like that as well in this film to make it rated R, but I feel like it's more because you see a guy's butt that makes it rated R. And that's pretty much it. That's all the information for you that I have. And also, and if you want to buy it, I believe that would be around $20. I don't have the price because I pressed rent, but the rent to rent it was $10, and I believe to buy the movie is $20 if you really really like it and want to keep it. So have a great night, guys. Bye.